What's my horse's handicap?
The fact that you're backing him.
Everyone loves a newbie. That's why Paddy Power Games are giving all new customers 60 free spins on daily jackpot games. New Paddy Power Games customers only. One per customer. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello there. Thank you for joining us for the Racing Post Weekend Postcast. The team this week is me, Bruce Millington, and my fellow Racing Post colleagues, Graham Rodway and David Jennings. Plus, we welcome from Paddy Power, Niall O'Reilly. Okay. It's the last week before the flat season starts, and the focus of the ITV cameras is Kelso and Newbury. Seven races there. We will be going through those one by one with all the best bets. The lads will tell us what else they fancy on Saturday and their naps. And then we will look ahead to Sunday, where Nace stages the first Irish flat card of the season. And we will also have a look ahead to the Grand National. And I think Niall's got some exciting news about extra places there. We will start, though, with four races at Kelso. Now, just before Cheltenham, Kelso put some fantastic prize money up and didn't get anything like the support they deserved. Thankfully, there's a much, much stronger numerical and quality turnout for their four ITV races tomorrow, the first of which is the 150. It's the EBF TBA Mayor's Novices Chase. And Niall, how did Paddy Power bet on this one?
Yeah, so just the four runners here. Cup of Tina is even money. Kalahari Queen is 15-8. My Old Gold is 7-2. And Takamore is 20-1.
Come then, nice and easy, G-Rod. Kick us off with a winner.
Yeah, I thought My Old Gold was the one to be on. Beat call specialist Loft Salt a couple of starts ago at Weatherby and had Blue Flight in behind. Blue Flight then went and beat My Old Gold last time out at Kelso. But that form's worked out quite well because the winner went on to win a listed chase, beating Black Colton at the course next time. So in the context of Mayor's Company, I think that's fairly strong form and, yeah, fairly decent price on My Old Gold as well.
OK, a confident start from G-Rod. What about you, David?
I think Cup of Tana will probably win, Bruce. It's funny, this is going to give away all my tips for Kelso, but I fancy Sean Bowen to win the first four races at Kelso. So that'll tell you what I fancy in the next few races. But Cup of Tana, serious risks attached here, has been beaten at 1.05, 1.55, 1.54 and 1.59 in its last four starts. Obviously, it's failed to complete in three of those, but she's actually quite a decent jumper and she just tends to get one wrong. When she makes a mistake, she falls, she comes down. But with such a small field here, I think she'll be okay. And I'm always one to give these type of horses one more chance. So I'm going to be giving Cup of Tana another chance.
And Niall, who's your tip?
Yeah, it's a tricky little race, but Cup of Tana, as DJ was saying, I couldn't back that at even money. She tends to make mistakes, and when she does, she falls. The one I like is My Old Gold. As G-Rod said, she's gone well at the course before. She was second at Blue Flight, who obviously went on to beat Black Corton next time. So that looks very useful for him. At 7-2, I think she's one to back.
Okay, the 225 is the Bernhard Lighting Rig Handicap Hurdle. Niall, give some prices.
So Winston C is our 7-2 favourite. Champagne City is 9-2. Ingleby Hollow is 11-2. Joke Dancer is 7-1. St Leo 9-1. Albert's Back 10-1. Irish Row 10-1. 14-1 bar.
And the second leg of this Sean Bowen four-timer that DJ fancies will be completed aboard who, mate?
Winston C, Bruce. This is arguably the strongest fancy I have for that Sean Bowen rides. When you go back through Winston C's form, his third actually to Brewing Up a Storm earlier on in the season at Huntington actually worked out really, really well. The fourth horse home that day, Flash the Steel, has won twice since and is rated much higher than it was back then. And even when it won last time, it beat Beaufort West at Sandown. Beaufort West ran in the Supreme, which is hard to believe. This is obviously much shallower waters than the Supreme. And this Winston C, I think he could be well handicapped off a mark of 137. He got to 87 on the flat. He was a proper dour stayer on the flat. Got 1 mile 6. I think a race like this is just his cup of tea. And 137, I think he could get to the mid-140s. So, confident vote for Winston C.
Are you betting with the bookies' money at the moment, DJ, after a good Cheltenham?
Oh, unbelievable Cheltenham, yeah, unbelievable. If Wicklow Brave had a hung on, it would have been the best Cheltenham of all time. But
And Curse Sublime.
And Curse Sublime, yeah, hit the cross. But once Steffi Desai won and once Top of the Game won, that was all that mattered.
Yeah, you tipped very well. Well done, DJ. Okay, Niall, who wins the 225 at Kelso?
I didn't think there was that many that looked well handicapped in here. And just down the bottom, Ingleby Hollow for David O'Mara was one that I thought could be. He's only had three runs over hurdles, but he was rated around 80 on the flat. On his first run, he was third behind Dr. Dex. with Constantino in second. Dr. Dex has gone on to run well at the festival in the Martin Pipe. Since that, he's won twice very easily in maiden hurdle and a novice hurdle at Sedgefield. He's won by a combined 25 lengths. Now, they weren't strong, but I don't think the handicapper has been too harsh on him as a result. And off 129, I think he'll go close here.
You got a confident choice, G-Rod?
Not really, no. I thought I'd play the solid option here, which is Champagne City for Tom George. This one I was going to back at Cheltenham last week if it turned up, because it's got some great course form there. I thought it would run well at big price, but it didn't get in, I don't think. So fourth behind Benny's Bridge, who, of course, Niall tipped up on this podcast a few months ago. That was a cracking run. He was in front at the last fence and only got run out of it near the line. And last time out at Newbury, he ran behind Crook's Peak in a race that was run at an absolute doodle in the early stages and wouldn't have suited him at all, because he's a good stayer at the distance. And he did well to finish second, so he's good enough for me, Champagne City.
Let's move on then to the 3 o'clock, the Liz Adam Memorial Handicap Chase. Niall, give us a show and then we'll stick with you for the first tip.
Okay, Blue Flight is our 3-1 favourite. Calypso Calange is 5-1. Some Chaos is 5-1. Claude and Goldie is 11-2. Ron's Dream 11-2. Larev 6-1. Capar King 12-1. And Gold Opera is 12-1. Yeah, I'm really strong on one here. Ron's Dream for Peter Bowen.
Yes. Yeah, at last, with Sean Bowen tip.
Yeah. She was a massive eye catcher in the Welsh National, and I'd just been waiting for her to run the handicap. She instead ran a listed race for Mayors last time, and she fell, which you can obviously forgive. In general, she's a very good jumper. When you compare this race to the Welsh National over a more suitable trip on a track that she's won it before, then she just has to go close here. I actually think she'll go off favourite, so I'm not sure that price is going to last. I think she could be the bet of the weekend, personally.
Sorry, the tea bag split in my cup of tea and I just drank a load of tea leaves. G-Rod.
What price is she? I thought she was double figures. Sorry, I missed it.
Ron's Dream.
She's got a massive chance, but I generally have a rule that I don't like backing last time fallers. I just think that it's sort of a quick way to the poorhouse, really. Those horses tend to, you never quite know how they're going to come back. Sometimes it affects their confidence. So with that in mind, I'm going to stick with a favourite, Blue Flight, who obviously beat my selection in the first race, My Old Gold, 2 runs ago, and then was a nice winner over Black Coulton at the course last time. He's going to need to improve again, but I think he's up to it.
Okay, and DJ, I think you're going to agree with Niall, aren't you?
Yeah, I love the way Graham's philosophy is not to back last time out fallers. And we've previewed 3 races so far, and 2 of them that I've tipped are last time out fallers, which is a bit worrying. But yeah, this Ron's Dream, 11-2. Like, I just can't see this horse going off anything close to that price. You know, Blue Flight, when I looked at this race originally, you kind of said Blue Flight has to be the improving one, only a 6-year-old, but it's gone up £14 for that win, and that's a colossal hike. Whereas Ron's Dream has been contesting better races. That 4th in the Welsh National was a cracking run, and you go back to its only previous visit to Kelso when it beat Elusive Theatre by 13 lengths, seemed to love the track that day, jumped brilliantly. I just think she's probably in a different class to these, to be honest with you. I think 11-2 is huge.
Okay, and the final race in front of the ITV cameras at Kelso is the 3:35. It's the Paxton's exclusively Cavernland Handicap.
Yeah, just on Ron's Dream. There's bigger out there at the moment, which won't last, but yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Just so DJ knows. Yeah, this next race, Wordy Farm is our 4-1 fav. I Write is 5-1. Captain Drake is 6-1. Seymour Lights is 7-1. Tees Components Lad is 7-1. Tom Keevy is 8-1. Arthur Seeker 10-1. Rocklander 10-1 and 12-1 bar.
What have you got for us, DJ? No, G-Rod, you're first.
This is a race that I didn't like because the horse I was going to tip in it is not running. So I won't be betting in the race probably, but if I had to bet, I would bet Seymour Lights for Sandy Thompson, who's quite promising a couple of years ago, I think it was. And then he's a last time out faller, of course.
That lasted long, that principle, didn't it?
But I think he's worth another chance, you know.
Right.
And just... James Reevely is here to ride as well from France.
Those golden rules of G-Rods are some book, aren't they?
You've got to be a bit flexible with them, you know?
Yeah. DJ, who are you on?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Graham to say, I'm never going to tip a woman trainer horse. I fancy Emma Lavelle's Paisley Park.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the final leg of the Sean Bowen Lucky 15 with Captain Drake, who reopposes with Tom Kevy. The two of them are upsides coming down to the last at Suttle. Tom Kevy fell at the last that day, and Tom Kevy's gone up £5, Captain Drake's gone up £6, but Captain Drake, I think the trip, the extra 2 furlongs here is absolutely crucial because he just looks an absolute dour stayer that would want 4 miles. I think the trip here is really going to suit. I think it got away quite lightly with a 6 pound hike because just the rapid rate that it's improving. I thought it was quite impressive at Utoxeter the time before as well. So, yeah, hopefully this will be Sean's 4th winner of the afternoon.
DJ sounds like a man on a mission. He's so confident after Cheltenham. He's seeing the form nice and clearly. Lovely stuff, David. Right, Niall, who do you fancy in 3:35?
Yeah, I really like I Write for Harriet Graham. He's kind of a course specialist. He's been here five times. He's never been out the first two and he's won 3. And I think this is a specialist type of course. So it's definitely a positive. Like if you go back to his run at Cheltenham a few starts ago in a very good race, he was an eye-catching 6th off 123. Now he won his next start, so he's gone up to about 130. And the last 2 times he's beaten in Kelso, they were in messes of races that were really slowly run. So I can forgive him both of them. I think he's definitely still well handicapped off 130. And in a race where I'm not sure there's that much depth, I think he'll definitely go close.
Lovely stuff, chaps. Let's do Newbury next.
Friends, or maybe more, earn a £20 free bet for every friend you refer to Paddy Power thanks to our Friends with Benefits programme. Log in to your Paddy Power account and share your referral link to get started. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back. Let's do the 3 live ITV races at Newbury next. Starting with the 2:05. It's the Insure with B Wiser. Handicap chase. Niall, give us a show.
Yeah, this is our MBS race, so it's money back if Strong Pursuit wins the race, and he's our 11-4 favourite. Classic Ben is 4-1, Joe Farrell is 13-2, Chick Name is 15-2, Look at the Draw 10-1, Salmanazar 10-1, Seagull Boy 10-1, and 12-1 Bar.
Before we get the tips, actually, a quick word about Noel Feely, that fantastic jockey who retires after riding at Newbury tomorrow. Where would you rate him, G-Rod, on the current list of serving jump jockeys? Right up there, presumably.
Yeah, top class. I mean, probably been a bit sort of underrated throughout his career, wouldn't you say? He's probably only really, now that he's retiring, everyone's sort of raving about how great he was. He's always been like one of those jockeys who's... So you thought, well, maybe we'll be champion jockey one day, and it never quite happened for him, but he still ended up being a great rider, 2 champion hurdles and, you know, a fantastic career.
Yeah. Were you a fan, DJ?
Oh, huge fan. He's probably a bit like, you know, Michael Carrick in that Man United team or Xabi Alonso when he was at Liverpool. There was always brilliant players and brilliant jockeys at the same time. So he was around the same time as Ruby and McCoy, but he was always the rock solid one. And what shines through really is when one of them top jockeys got injured, like when Barry got injured before the champion hurdle, and I think Mark Walsh rode Yanworth that year, Noel came in for the ride on Bouver there, and he was the go-to man because he was just rock solid and always in the right place at the right time, and just really nice guy and a top-class jockey. Yeah, he's one of them ones when you fancy a horse and he's riding it, you're kind of going, I am happy with that.
Yeah, I agree. Well said, lads. Okay, who wins the 2:05? David Jennings.
I'm going to take a chance on 2 of Alan King's here. His team are in cracking form at the minute. Salmanazar and Ziga Boy, I think both could potentially be well handicapped. They're both double figure prices. I thought Salmanazar travelled quite well in that race behind Commodore, who is just a rapidly improving chaser belonging to Venetia Williams, going places fast. I thought Salmanazar travelled really well that day, was 4th, not beaten that far. I think that's quite solid form. And Ziga Boy returned from, I think, 2 years and 2 months off the track. Last time at Newbury in the race, Carroll's Destrier got up and won. I just thought if Ziga Boy did improve a little bit from that, could potentially be well treated off 1.35. So yeah, I'm going to take a chance on 2 of Alan King's at big prices.
And Niall, who's your fancy?
Yeah, I didn't think this race was strong at all. Strong Pursuit could be very well handicapped, but I'm going to side with Joe Farrell, who's been dropped 2 pounds for his reappearance at Newbury. I actually thought he shaped really well off a break, as I said, jumping really well until he made a really bad mistake about 6 out. That seemed to knock the stuffing out of him a bit, but he got back into contention before fading late, as if badly needing the run. As I said, he drops back into a 0-140 here, and like I said, not the strongest race. The trip might be on the short side for him, but he's Adam Wedge back in the saddle, who's 2-for-2 on him. So yeah, I think he could take a bit of beating.
And where will the Rodway Rubles be going?
Yeah, I think the favourite will win this, Strong Pursuit. Best form as a novice came at Newbury a couple of seasons ago. He was 2nd then, and he was a good winner at the track. Was it over this trip? No, sorry, it was over 2 miles, 6.5. We're up to 3 mile, 1.5, which shouldn't be a problem. He was over 3 miles last time at Sandown, his return from long absence. And I think we backed him, Bruce. I remember us sitting there saying, oh, this is travelling like the winner, he's going to win easily in front. And then he just tied up badly from the second last. I think he was in need of the run. He hadn't run since November 2017. So, you know, I was more than happy with that, I suppose, after a reappearance. He should come on bundles for the outing. And as Niall said, he could be very well handicapped. He's still very lightly raced.
Lovely. Niall gives a show on the 240, which is the B Wiser Insurance Juvenile Handicap Hurdle.
Yes, so we're four places here. Friend or Foe is our 9-4 favourite. Elise is 9-2. Chaparral Prince is 7-1. Rose C. Haas is 8-1. Groveman 9-1. Idyllico 10-1 and 11-1 bar.
And no, before you tell us who's going to win, I will just reiterate something I mentioned in my column yesterday. These extra places, they saved my bacon a couple of times at Cheltenham on some multiples in the week. Horses were getting creeping into sixth place. I assumed I'd lost. And then you log on at the end of the day and you've won. So really, really important when you're shopping rates, not just the best price, but it's the best each way term. So we've got four places in a 14 runner race. So a very, very interesting each way shape to it. And Niall, who should we be backing?
Yeah, and just to add, the 225 Kells is another four-place race. That's also with 13 runners, I think. So, yeah, if you're doing each way doubles. For this race, yeah, Paul Nicholls was ramping this Friend or Foe with every preview night I saw him on, saying it was his Fred Winter horse. He didn't make the cut for that race. I think he missed out by a pound or something like that. And in a race that I really can't see that many dangers, like none of them look particularly well handicapped to me. I'm just going to have faith in Paul Nicholls that this is well handicapped and go with the favourite here.
You going to go with the favourite, G-Rod?
No, I think one of the better bets of the day at Newbury runs here. An each-way price as well, if you want to take the four places. Legal History for David Pike. This one caught my eye when he was third at Newbury at the course three runs ago behind a very, very useful type called Song for Someone, who's since gone on and won since and was very impressive in doing so. And the second, Praeceps, ran an absolute stormer last week in the Fred Winter at Cheltenham, was in front coming to the last and... yeah, lost several places on the running, but you know, he'd done a lot of running to get there. It was a really cracking run. And Legal History kept tabs on those for quite some way in that race, only to, I think he was a little bit keen early. He can be a bit gassy, which is a bit of a problem. And has shown up in his last two defeats as well, where he's just been a little bit keen and he's travelled really strongly and he thinks he's going to win. He's not quite seen it out, but they've got a huge field here and we're back at Newbury at the scene of that good run. I can see him travelling into this race really nicely. I can't see any way that he isn't on the bridle coming to the second last, and then we'll take our chance from there. He's not always the strongest of finishers, but if you're on each way and he's on the bridle at the second last, you're going to be hopeful that you're going to get a place at least. At double figure odds, that's good enough for me.
You're very lucid today, G-Rod. We never know what we're going to get with you, do we? Sometimes it takes you 10 minutes to tell us you don't fancy something. But today it's very crisp.
I'm in a good mood today, you know. You caught me in a good mood, yeah.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it. DJ, what do you like here?
I like Elise's, Bruce said, the top weight. It's rated 132, so it's going to be a big ass kind of giving way to everything here. But I think his form is quite strong. That second to Kel Destan, who ran so well in the Triumph Hurdle, I think stacks up really, really well here. Trade at 1.31 that day. Looked the winner, and Kel Destan has just got that battling qualities that few horses have and fought back to beat him. It's had a little pipe opener on the flat at Wolverhampton. Ran reasonably well, finished third. Just a blowout, just to blow away the cobwebs. And, you know, has already beaten Song for Someone who at Ludlow, who Graham has spoken about. And Alan King, like, going into Friday, so this we obviously filmed this before racing on Friday, six of his last seven runners have won, which is incredible, really, for any trainer to have seven runners and six of them to win is incredible. And I think Elise is a hurdler going places, and I think he will give away weight to everything.
Elise, Champs Elise.
What did I say?
You said... well, I thought you said Ulysses at first. So that was Michael Stowles.
Oh, group one.
Yeah, exactly.
Elise.
Elise. Yeah, exactly. 3:15.
That's like, actually, Aoife wants to call our first child Alicia, which is going to be very hard to pronounce.
Alicia?
Yeah, because people are going to go like Alicia or... like, I just think it's going to be quite hard to say Alicia.
You've chosen the names already. You've only just got married. 3:15 Newbury, the EBF and TBA Mayor's National Hunt Novices Hurdle Series Final. It will take less time to run than to say. What's the latest betting?
So we're four places here as well. The White Mouse is 4-1, She Might Bite 9-2, Annie Mac 13-2, Etamine de Cochette 13-2, Oscar World 9-1, Out of This World 10-1, Soul Only 10-1, and 12-1 bar.
Graham, we're back with you to start us off.
I think She Might Buy It or win it. Two runs ago, I finished third behind Dua Wriggle. Second behind Dua Wriggle? Yeah, second, sorry, at Sandown. And I think that was quite a good run. John BB was third. That's a really solid yardstick. Eclair de Guy was fourth. Came out, ran really well next time at Ludlow. And last time out, she was going to absolutely bolt up at Ludlow. She was travelling so well, and she was brought down, unluckily. I've got to give a shout-out to Little Chaos, because, as you know, I'm one of the chief chairmen of the Stuart Edmonds fan club.
Yeah, you are.
Really do like Stuart Edmonds, and I don't think he'd be pitching this one in this level if she wasn't up to it. So I could see that running more at double figures, but I think she might bite a win.
Who do you like, David?
I like Off the Hook for Nick and Lucy Alexander. I think she's done quite well to not be go up for its recent win. It won a maiden hurdle at Ayr, beat Sam's Adventure, who won during the week as well. So that form has worked out quite well. The time before, it looked like beating Queen of Hearts at Haydock. It was a 40-1 shot that day. At the time, it was only rated 106, would you believe? And just ran out of it in the closing stages. It was a serial loser going into the last day, but I just think now that she's got her head in front, she dug deep as well to win it there, looked beaten at one stage. I'm surprised she hasn't gone up £5 or £6 for that. I think she's guaranteed to be smack bang in the thick of things between the final two flights, and she's a big price, she's a double figure price, so I'm going to side with Off the Hook.
Niall, are you going to side with either of the lads, or have you got another one for us?
No, I have a different one. I've convinced myself that the Skeletons have gotten one chucked in here off 115 in Etamine de Cochette. Pardon my French, just looking at her debut run when she was beaten 10 lengths by We Have a Dream, when that one had experience from France. That was her very first run. The third that day, Crucial Moment, who's since passed, unfortunately, was rated 133. And the fourth, Paddle Your Own Canoe, was rated 140. So that would point towards her being really, really well handicapped off 115. Something obviously went wrong. She missed the year. Though on her reappearance this year, she went off 4-5 to beat Ardot's Baby and got beaten half a length. And that one has to give her £10 here. She's had a few mixed runs since, but again, these were in slowly run races, so you can forgive her some of them. I think she wants a really fast pace, which she'll get here. The Skeleton's also So Lonely, who looks well handicapped too. So the fact Harry's on this one bodes well for her. So yeah, I think she's 13-2. I think she's definitely a decent bet in this race.
You lot are making some very convincing cases. It's just a shame they're all for different horses. Might have to do loads of forecasts and tricasts. Okay, let's see what else the lads fancy on Saturday. We've got the rest of the Kelso and Newbury races. They are also racing at Bangor, Lingfield, Turles and Kempton. So don't give your nap away, G-Rod, but is there anything else we should be backing?
Yeah, I've got a few, actually. We're moving into flat mode, aren't we? So it's time to get to Lingfield for the 2:35. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-lee. I think that'll win.
Is that literally what it's called?
Something like that. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-lee. Yeah, that'll win.
There's no way they should let a horse be called that.
That's what it's called.
But it's worth it for G-Rod saying it. I just wish he was in one of his more miserable moods, because it would have been even funnier. But
yes, now this one, I've been waiting to say this all day. It's called Tatata, is that what they say?
It two did runs catch ago. Tatata, yeah.
Yeah, and two runs ago at Wolverhampton. I mean, it was always called documenting, just left it for dead. You know, that must be absolutely thrown in that thing. Because Sha-la-la-la-la-la-lee beat the rest of them by a mile, easily. And then next time out...
What race is this? I've got to see it.
2:35 at Lingfield.
It's not in there.
It is. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-lee.
No, it's not declared.
It is. It's there.
Where?
Yeah, number 7. 2:35. Oh, no, sorry. 3:10, is it? 3:10.
Okay.
3:10 at Lingfield, sorry.
Right. Okay.
And then, yeah, and then last time out, Lingfield got to the front. I mean, they didn't ever look like catching it. Fortunes, Family Fortunes come late, you know, and everyone's thinking that Family Fortunes was going to come and catch it, but Sha-la-la-la-la-lee was always holding on, so I think that will win the 3:10 at Lingfield. The 3:45 Merhoob for John Ryan was very impressive when winning Wolverhampton 2 hours ago, and probably should have won back at the track last time. Found all sorts of bother in running. The only worry there is we're going down to 5 furlongs, and all its best form is at 6. But it's not short of pace, that all, so I think it can win that race. I can't remember.
So well. Come on,
I know,
keep
I
the
I
momentum.
I can't remember
up,
if there's any
will.
More at Lingfield. I know there's one more at Kempton, but that's my nap.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go to DJ, and if you can think of any more before we do that, jump back in. DJ, what have you got for us?
Yeah, I hope he naps that yoke, because I want to hear him pronouncing it again.
It's great, isn't it? It's just like Derek Thompson isn't commentating at Lingfield tomorrow. That would just be absolutely too much, wouldn't it?
Surely putting too many lads in there, but anyway, maybe he's right. In the first race at Turles, there's a really interesting horse here called Bianca Minola, that's trained by Richard O'Brien, better known for his flat exploits. I think this mare could be pretty useful over hurdles. It's ran twice. It ran against Relegate at Nace, first time out over hurdles, and I thought it caught the eye. It finished 7th of 25 there. And then last time ran against Black Tears, who of course ran so well in the Mayor's Novice Hurdle at Cheltenham, finished 5th there, but ran much better than her finishing position suggests. This is quite a weak race, and Richard O'Brien is a very, very shrewd judge. This could be turn out to be absolute bullshit, but I'd imagine he's had a race like this in mind for Bianca Minola, because he's booked Conor McNamara. It's a Martinson opportunity race, for riders who have not ridden the winners of a certain amount of races, and Conor McNamara will be one of the best jockeys in this race. So Bianca Minola, who jumps quite well and I think can make a mark over hurdles, because, you know, wouldn't be a big trainer, wouldn't be a kind of a sexy horse, could be a bit of a price in that opener, Bianca Minola. And later on in the card, Duke of the Tie looks like he's going to be very hard to beat. Rates 150 in that listed Pierce Maloney Memorial Chase. Just a rock solid chaser that's had a really good season. Seems to be holding his form together well. So Duke of the Tie. But keep an eye on Richard O'Brien's in the opener.
Duke of the Tie is the 405. Don't mind doing your fetching and carrying, DJ. Niall, what have you got for us?
Yeah, I just have two. I think they'll both win. Valdez in the 350 Newbury. Now, I backed him last time. I thought he was unlucky not to finish a lot closer to San Benedito. He just tends to jump right, and he got hampered by the loose horse. But I think he's definitely on a good mark. Like, if you go back to his run behind Janica in Hell's Kitchen at Ascot, that looks really strong form now, considering what they did at Cheltenham last week. Valdez is 12, so he's got low miles on the clock for that type of age. He spent a bit of time off injured. As I said, he does jump right, but he might get away with it here in a small field with Wayne Hutchinson back up. I think he'll probably be around 11-4 second favourite, but like I said, I think he'll win. And the other one, the 5 o'clock Newbury, get in the queue.
Oh, that'll win. This that just wins, yeah. Doesn't it? Would have won the bumper.
Yeah, this is just a steering job for Feely on his last ride. It obviously bolted up at Exeter last time in a very fast time. I thought it was going to go off around 5-2 and win the champion bumper.
Yeah.
I think I may have actually caused that anti-post gamble by taking some aggressive cuts to him. He obviously didn't run there, but they planned it to run here, and he'll just win.
It'd be short, wouldn't he?
I'd say he'd be odds on. It's a big field, so you might get a price early.
I mean, to be honest,
odds on, he'd be about 2-5.
I thought 4-7 myself, but that was
the point is, whatever.
He's not always 2-5.
Always back jockeys on their final ride, whatever they're riding. But I mean, even if it wasn't his final ride, this thing's just going to be too good, and it's going to make us rue the fact it didn't run in the bumper, isn't it, Niall?
Yeah, it will indeed.
Never mind. Okay, chaps, thank you very much. Let's get the naps.
This will not be beaten.
David Jennings.
Ron's dream, 3 o'clock Kelso, but do Sean Bowen's 4 rides in the first 4 races and lucky 15 at Kelso.
Sorry, what was the name of the horse?
Ron's dream.
Ron's dream. Okay, Niall.
He's after stealing my nap. Ron's dream, 3 o'clock Kelso. But
right.
My next best was Joe Farrell in the... I think it's the first race at Newbury, the 205 Newbury, so yeah.
No, we don't mind two in the same nap. And G-Rod.
The 8 o'clock at Kempton, Reckless Endeavour. David Barron has booked Jamie Spencer, and this horse needs a come-lately Jamie Spencer sort of ride, needs a strong pace, and absolutely flew home after missing the break last time out at Wolverhampton. Might well have won if he'd got away on terms. Behind Merhoob, who I've tipped to win at Lingfield. Global Academy last time out went miles and miles clear and set a really good pace. So I'm hoping that he does that again, because if he gets a strong pace, I can't see any way that Reckless Endeavour won't win.
Thank you, G-Rod. Let's do Sunday and the Grand National next.
Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ begambleaware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post Weekend. Racing Postcast, Bruce Millington, Graham Rodway, David Jennings and Paddy Powers. Niall O'Reilly looking ahead to Sunday. The flat season in Ireland kicks off at Nace, and we've also got jumps at Downpatrick. And in England, we've got Exeter and Carlisle. What have you got for us, David Jennings?
We'll start off at Nace. A couple of very interesting races. First of all, in the... In the 235, the 6 furlong handicap, again, a Richard O'Brien runner that I think could be quite interesting, formerly trained in England, Chessman, who's down to a mark at 95, should be fine on the ground. I thought that was quite interesting. In the Madrid Premier handicap in the 305, I think Xander of Ger Lines will make up into a quite decent 3-year-old. One at Galway, kind of a maiden that always works out spectacularly well at Galway. I thought Xander on this ground, this is time of year because he wants soft ground. A lot of them are not going to cope. I think Xander will cope for... for Ger Lyons and Colin Keane, former champion jockey. In the 340, that's the Park Express Stakes. It's a Group 3. I'm hoping Dermot Weld will make a really good start to the season. And he's got Yulong Gold Fairy here, who on rating should be very hard to beat. Rate 105 should be the one to beat in that. And the big race, obviously, of the day is the Lincoln. And I just want to make sure that my initial fancy is running. Oh, it's only a reserve. I was fancying Wentwood in the anti-post market. I thought Wentwood had a chance. It's only the second reserve. But my second choice was also from the Gerline stable, who does so well with these horses that come across from England. Sir Michael Stout used to train Carawan. Now, Carawan only won once. It won a maiden at Chelmsford under Jim Crowley. I thought it was quite impressive that day. It's been kind of tried in a mile two races. I'm not quite sure whether that was the trip for Carawan, but it's got, I think it'll handle the ground. And I'd imagine off a mark of 83, I'd say Ger Lyons has had this race in mind for Carawan for quite some time. So if Wentwood doesn't get in, I'm going to go for Carawan.
Okay, Niall, what have you got for us on Sunday?
Yeah, just in the Lincoln, DJ's two horses are both 10-1.
Have you got show?
Theobald is 7-1, Calvados Spirit 8-1, Aussie Valentine 10-1, Insignia Frank 10-1. It's a load of horses on 10-1 here, so I'll just say 10-1 bar.
Okay, and who do you like?
The one I like is Crown Torpe for Richard Fahey. Now, I think he holds the key to this race between that and Calvados Spirit, but I'm going to go with Crown Torpe. Just the run that catches my eye is when he was third behind Crack On, who's since gone to Hong Kong, I think, but off 89 in a good race at Haydock with plenty of winners in behind. He's off 86 here, and I think this is actually a weaker race when you really look at it. So yeah, he'd be the one for me. In Exeter in the 420, the other one I really like is Coin Ingsby. I think he's very interesting for Tom Lacey here. He's a winning pointer who was useful over hurdles and has run well at this track before. I backed him last time where I thought he jumped really well, but faded late after going off a bit too hard, I thought. He just needs a more patient ride, which I'm hoping he'll get here. And I think he'd be a price, probably 8 or 10 to 1. I think he'd be a vet.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Just one thing I forgot to say to you. Your horse is running in the 4:45 at Nace, a horse that you were hoping to retire on last year in the Derby.
Oh, yes, the A-Mod, yeah.
Or the Glanny. Now, yes. He didn't run in the Derby this year, but I think he might win the Derby this year.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I mean... That's a joke
for the three-year-old. It's a joke.
Yeah, well, I noticed he came up on my horse tracker. For some reason, he's still in there. So I will be looking out for him, and he may be able to make up for lost time. Amedeo Modigliani, named after a very famous painter, of course, G-Rod.
Amedeo.
I wasn't far off, Jesus. G-Rod, what's your Sunday study up?
Yeah, 3:15 at Exeter, Vards for Jack Barber. Caught my eye staying on really well at Plumpton a couple of outings ago behind AC Milan in a race that I think was quite strong for the course. Then last time out made his handicap debut at Wincanton over 2 mile, 5.5 furlongs. And he showed up quite well for a long way but didn't quite get home. He was quite weak towards the finish. Now he's down in trip here. I think that might suit him. And he won a good ground point. So if the weather holds up and it dries out a little bit, that should suit him very well. And in the 4:35 at Carlisle, there's a horse that I'm going to struggle to pronounce. I'm going to call it Geoffroy for Ben Case and Max Kendrick. This one last time out must be really well handicapped because...
That's terrible. I've just... Geoffroy. Means I'm cold.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I never did French. I did German in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not that I can speak
better. Sounded like you were trying to pronounce it in German. So anyway, Geoffroy.
Yeah, in the 4:35 at Carlisle. I tipped this one last time at Exeter, and it must be absolutely thrown in because, I mean, nothing catches Firebird Flyer when it jumps the last in front. It stays forever, that Firebird Flyer. He was traded at 101, and Geoffroy absolutely flew home and caught it on the line. So that must still be well handicapped off a £5 higher mark, and this stiff track will really suit him. It goes well at Exeter last time.
Righty-ho, thank you. We're a couple of weeks away from the Grand National, and... well, lots of people will want to wait until the day. Paddy Power are making it a little bit more enticing to get involved now. They are non-runner, no bet, and six places. So let's get some early thoughts from the boys on where the value might lie after Niall has given us Paddy Power's latest Grand National betting.
Yeah, so Tiger Roll is our 7-2 favourite. Rat Vinden is 10-1. Annabelle Fly, 10-1. Lakeview Lad, 12-1. Vintage Clouds, 12-1. Dunicus, 20-1. Abolitionist, 20-1. Rock the Casbah, 20-1. Maldini, 20-1. And 22-1 bar.
G-Rod, is that 7-2 Tiger Roll for you?
I'd love to see him win it, wouldn't you? I mean, what a horse he is.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Fantastic the way he went through that race at Cheltenham.
Absolutely brilliant.
But 7-2 in the Grand National, you know, anything can happen. I mean, I know he's Tiger Roll and he's got a bit of class and he can jump, but yeah, I'd have to back, if I was betting now, Ramesses Ditayi for David Pipe, who's a really consistent type and was second to, I think, Robinsworth last time out. I don't think that horse is in this race. I've got no idea why not, because if Robinsworth was in this Grand National, I think he'd win it. But, you know, I'd have to go for the one that finished second to him last time, because I'm pretty sure that they haven't entered Robinsworth, or he's not getting in. I don't know. They obviously don't fancy the race for him. He's been a bit fragile, Robinsworth, so maybe they're thinking we'll go elsewhere. Maybe they'll go one of those other staying chases, Scottish Nash or...
Okay. So it's Ramesses
Ditayi. Yeah, if I had to have a bet now, it'd be Ramesses Ditayi.
Who would you be backing now, DJ?
I love the way Graham just says, oh, if Robinsworth was in this, he'd definitely win it. No problem at all. Yeah. Which is quite interesting, because he'd be big enough price, Graham, would he not?
Probably would, yeah. He won the Grand National, I think it's the Grand National Trial, do they call it? He won that, but I mean, it's not much of a trial for the Grand National, is it, if the winner's not running?
Well, no. Okay, what do you like, DJ?
The two I like are, obviously, Tiger Roll's got a cracking chance. We all know that. He looks a different horse. But the two I like, Rock the Casbah is the first of them. I think he's very, very interesting. Like, he won last season when Philip Hobbs' horses were completely out of form. He won at Cheltenham at the Open meeting, or the November meeting, as it's now called. I just think off 1.53, you know, he's got a lovely weight. He's only got 10'9". I think the Grand National test will definitely suit him. He's a good jumper. And I think left-handed flat track, he's so good at Chepstow. And the other one who's not that big of a price, I think Rat Vinden is tailor-made for the Grand National. But I must say that my Grand National record is absolutely horrific. So for that reason, I'm just going to give you the winner of the Irish National. And it's a horse I tipped in the paper today called Say Jersey, that's trained by Willie Mullins. It's 20-1 with Paddy Power.
Lovely. Niall, have you got a strong national fancy?
I wouldn't say strong. Just on Tiger Roll, the fact he's so short, we've just consigned ourselves to this. This could be one of the biggest liabilities we've nearly ever had, judging
really?
By what we're seeing already. Yeah. It's a one-horse book at the moment. I backed one each way. He's obviously running tomorrow. Joe Farrell, I've been backing him all year, but I'm not sure he's going to get in. The other one I've backed at a bigger price, 50-1 or so, is Bally Optic. Now, he ran terrible at Haydock last time, but his previous form would give him a squeak. I think he might be wearing each way a bet.
Lovely stuff. Excellent. Well done. Right then, loads of great postcasts next week. Maddie's back on Monday, looking back on the weekend and looking ahead to the Lincoln at Doncaster on Saturday week. On Tuesday, we've got a Grand National special. Tom Siegel joins the panel and they will be looking at the great race in much greater detail. We've got golf on Tuesday as well, because there's a Wednesday start. We've got football on Thursday, and then Maddie is your host next Friday for another Racing Post weekend racing postcast. Do please join us for that.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.